From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thailand began a year of mourning Friday following the death of longtime king Bhumibol Adulyadet. The monarch's body arrived in Bangkok Friday. The 88-year-old ruler died Thursday following years of failing health. Condolences have been pouring in from around the world, including the U.S., where President Barack Obama said the king was a close friend of the United States and a valued partner of many U.S. presidents. A White House statement added, "His Majesty leaves a legacy of care for the Thai people that will be cherished by future generations." Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Friday's attack comes on the eve of a new round of talks to curb the violence in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Saturday. It's the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including a contestant in Trump's television show, The Apprentice, who told reporters that Trump kissed and grabbed her at a hotel where she had gone to discuss potential jobs. In his latest rebuttal to the allegations he sexually assaulted women during a rally in North Carolina Friday, Trump lashed out at his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton and the media.
They make up lies. They have people come around, oh, Donald Trump did this.